It's cold outside. Really, really cold.
It's not surprising considering it's January.
But what is surprising is how long the cold snap is lasting. For the Northeast and Midwest, the cold has been a constant companion for the past 2 weeks.
The South isn't being spared either. A snowstorm hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina today, the first significant snowfall there in 13 years. Snow drifted as deep as 2 feet.
For most of the country, though, there is no snow, only cold air. The high temperatures in Minnesota hovered below zero today.
New York hasn't felt a day above freezing since January 13th.
Mail carriers in Kansas are being warned to watch for signs of frostbite.
Ski areas in Vermont and New Hampshire have closed.
And all because of a little cold weather. But this isn't the coldest it's been. It's just that we've been spoiled.
That's right. The past couple of years have brought warm winters for most of the country, and we've just forgotten what winter is supposed to be. Cold. And meteorologists say that this snap isn't going to break many records in the weather almanac.
But that's not going to stop us from complaining about it. We have heard the country's collective grumbling, and we want to help alleviate it with a nice hot drink. Paul Chimillo is the manager of the Red Fox Pub in Jackson, New Hampshire, where it hit 14 degrees for the high today.
We're all used to the cold, and it's what you expect from being up here. What's been different about this snap is that the extreme cold, the wind, and the duration. I don't know if I have my exact days right, but we're getting into a couple weeks of it now. And I think that's what people are beginning to feel and talk most about is the duration of the cold.
Feels like it's been going on for a long time.
It does, and it doesn't help when you do get home from work. You pop on the news, and the first thing you hear is there's no end in sight. It sort of makes it seem like it's longer than it actually is.
So if you're cold in New Hampshire, we figure you got to be pretty cold.
Yeah. When we start complaining about it and when we start wearing hats and scarves and the whole nine yards, it means it's pretty cold.
Well, what is it doing for your business? I mean, I would think that people probably are snuggling up by fires and snuggling indoors and maybe coming in for...
That's the first thing they look for when they walk through the doors, whether you have a fireplace or not, which we do. The other thing is, they just want to get the warmest they can, the quickest they can.
So are people ordering a lot of hot drinks?
Pretty much, yeah. A lot of the hot coffee drinks, such as the Caloran coffees and Jamaican coffees and Irish coffees, and then also a lot with hot chocolate, the peppermint patty, which is peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate. And then another real popular favorite, and it's what we call it. I'm sure it goes by other names and at other bars, but we call it an Irish parrot, which is made with Captain Morgan's Barrett Bay rum, Bailey's, and hot chocolate.
Wow, rum and hot chocolate?
Yeah, that's been real popular this year.
That sounds like a lethal combination.
Yeah. And, of course, Bailey's is always popular, whether it's in hot chocolate or coffee.
Yeah. What about the old-fashioned hot toddy?
The hot toddy, we don't get much of a call for. Once in a while, but not... I think it's sort of, unfortunately, gone a little bit by the wayside with a lot of the newer mixes that they've been coming up with.
How do you make a good hot toddy? What's a good hot toddy?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. That's because we don't sell many of them.
So what are you doing this evening yourself to stay warm?
This evening I'm working, so I will be warm.
You'll be running around a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Paul.
You're welcome.
Paul Chimillo is the manager of the Red Fox Pub in Jackson, New Hampshire. And since Paul forgot that recipe for a hot toddy, we thought we'd oblige with this recipe from House & Garden's Drink Guide. You need a cube of sugar, 2 ounces of whiskey, a slice of lemon, and a dash of nutmeg. Put the sugar in a mug and add enough water to dissolve it. Then add the whiskey, fill it with boiling water, and stir. You can garnish with a slice of lemon and grate a little nutmeg on top.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?